Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Elizabeth Homewood. This goes to Catherine with a C Ward, NP. On 6/28/22, Mrs. Homewood performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity. Period of paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Thomas Cavanaugh. This goes to Gary Topin, T-O-P-P-I-N, comma, P-A. On 6/28/22, Mr. Cavanaugh performed the 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%. Period. After walking 165 meters in 3 minutes and 19 seconds, his test was terminated due to a desaturation to 87%, period. The paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance, with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Wau, W-A-U-G-H. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 6/28/22, Mrs. Wau performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchopathy was minimally impaired. There's no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 6/22/21. There's been some improvement in forced vital capacity period and paragraph compression. Minimal restriction without airways obstruction or without bronchial reactivity showing some improvement. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tighe, T-I-G-H-E. Then on 6/28/22, Mr. Horgan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was normalization of airflow, leaving the patient with a minimal reduction of forced vital capacity, period of paragraph impression. Minimal restriction with minimal reversible airways obstruction. And compared to a study dated 12/21/21, there's been no significant change, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Gil Hernandez. This is Dr. Christos of One. On 6/28/22, Mr. Hernandez performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There's a severe degree of airways obstruction and insignificant change after the bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Paragraph compared to a study at 2/10/22, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, bad bronchospastic compulsion, no progression. This is the pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Ernest, E-E-R-N-E-S-T, Hewitt, H-E-W-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Price. On 6/28/22, Mr. Hewitt performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity noted, period. The paragraph compression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, period. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Gary Noble. This goes to Dr. Minor. On 6/28/22, Mr. Noble performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The paragraph from creation severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease and bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.